Welcome to the Geeks Attic. This is a book review of Star Wars Rebel Rising. Star Wars Rebel Rising was written by Beth Revis. It was published by Disney Lucasfilm Press. It is the third YA novel released in canon.
And now for a brief summary. This story is the life of Jyn Erso. It's her prequel story to Rogue One. When the Empire splits up the Erso family, Saw Gerrera comes to her rescue. He raises her as his own, to be a warrior and a weapon against the Empire. She's an expert when it comes to forging Imperial codes. Sadly, the day came when Saw abandons Jyn, and she's forced to figure out how to survive on her own at the age of only 16. We meet new characters that she comes to call family. We follow her transition of working against the Empire to working with the Empire. The cat and mouse game is ever present in this entertaining biography of Jyn. The story leads up to her introduction in Rogue One. Now let's talk about characters. There are several characters in this book, a few from Rogue One, most of them aren't. I'm going to talk about Jyn Erso and Hatter Ponta. I was going to mention Saw, but I've talked about him on previous reviews, and his character has remained consistent, which is good. Jyn Erso. She isn't really the person I thought she was when we met her in Rogue One. She's had a rough life since childhood after her parents were torn from her by the Empire. She keeps her guard up and identity secret. She's an exceptional fighter, yet she's pretty hesitant. Jyn's broken, yet she's most certainly a survivor. And now Hatter Ponta. He's the son of a cargo pilot. He's not allowed to fly because his mother fears he may become sick with blood burn, a nasty sickness. He's a lonely teen until Jyn shows up. He's a good kid with good intentions, but he's a little pushy when it comes to the flirting. He desperately wants to get off his home world, but with his restrictions, all he can do is dream and hope for a way to get off the blasted world of school. And now for my overall thoughts. This book wasn't that bad. I actually enjoyed it. I believe this is the first character in Star Wars in which we have their entire life story. Jyn Erso was in Catalyst, Rebel Rising, Rogue One, her full arc completed. I think now after this YA novel, we won't be getting any more Jyn for a while. I don't know what else they could possibly cover with her. Now, honestly, I am a little bit disappointed in her character though. We meet her for the first time in Rogue One. She's an excellent fighter and doesn't hesitate. In this book, even though she's raised as a warrior, she can't bring herself to do certain things involving violence. Is this to make her seem more compassionate, or just some political correctness agenda? Now, why can't she just be compassionate for the ones that she loves, and extremely brutal to her enemy, which is pretty much how I saw her in Rogue One, even the novelization of Rogue One. But hey, it was pretty cool seeing how her life played out in her younger years, but I can't say that I'm interested in reading another novel based on the entire life of another character.
And now for the rating, I give this book a 3 out of 5. It was pretty decent. It's a good tie-in to both Catalyst and Rogue One. It completes that arc for Jyn Erso. And that does it for this video. Hit that thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't already so be notified when I post more videos. Check out thegeeksattic.com, all social media at thegeeksattic. Have a good one.